take a little time after your boating adventure to recover before you drive home. We're taking a quick power nap next on Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
A little power nap could help you recover from a full day of adventures out on the water. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation rests up before the ride home.
I don't necessarily have all the literature on there, but those, what we call those environmental stressors, we've all been out there. And a full day on the water is exhausting. And it messes with your equilibrium, it messes with your eyesight, and you're just not as sharp as you was when you started the day as you end the day. And then you go through and you add on other issues that may cause impairment with alcohol and other drugs, unfortunately, but it's mostly alcohol with that. It's just going to magnify the effect and maybe end up to the point that you could get caught and be charged with a DUI or get in an accident and possibly take your life or somebody else. Power naps are great. We start seeing those signs on the road that says drowsy drivers pull off the park here. Driving drowsy is just as bad as driving intoxicated. So please take that time to make sure you can charge your batteries so you can make your travel home. It can be very dangerous for you and for the others that are out on the roadway at that time. Yep, being safe is fun, and it's one of those things. It's one of the time, the unfortunate time of having to go home occurs, you can go home. So that's the big thing. We're just trying to get out there. Operate safely. Wear your life jacket. Don't drink and operate in the boat.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.